Hi, I'm Donovan Brown, Principal DevOps Manager from Microsoft. Manual testing can be a key testing technique to deliver a great user experience. Both Visual Studio Team Services and Team Foundation Server offer the features you need to manage your testing effort, from manual and exploratory test to load and stress test. Let's jump right in and let me show you how you get started. To begin with manual testing, I'm going to start right here on the landing page of Visual Studio Team Services. I know which account I want to start testing on, and from here I can simply click on the test link. This is going to take me to my test plans tab of Visual Studio Team Services. I happen to already have a test plan created. I'll show you how I created that, and also what configurations are, which are incredibly important when you're trying to build out a test matrix. Actually, let's start with configurations. If I click on configurations, you're going to be able to quickly see that I have two of them set up. One of them that says Windows 10 and Chrome, which is the browser I want to use, and Windows 10 and Edge. If I also wanted to test on a different browser or a different operating system, I would simply come and add a new configuration. I would be able to give the configuration a title, let's say Windows 10 and Firefox. And when I do that, I can come down here and add what we call configuration variables. One of them for the operating system, and as you can see, I have Windows 10, 7, 8, and 8.1. I'll show you how you can add additional values there, even values that aren't Windows. And then I can obviously come down here and choose a browser, and I wanted to choose Firefox. And now when I save that, you'll see that I have a new configuration over here on the left-hand side. Below it, I get to control what values I want for browsers and what values I want to be selectable for operating system. So if I wanted to add Mac OS or Linux, I could actually add those here, and even add Safari as a Mac-specific, which actually happens to be there, browser for this particular configuration, and then build out my configuration. Now that I have the configurations that I want, I can apply those to my test plan or specific test suites or test cases so that I build out the matrix on where I want all those tests to be executed. To create a test plan, you simply come here and create a new plan. A plan simply has a date and a date range that allows us to know over this iteration we plan to perform this series of testing. People create test plans over work items if they're big enough, over releases generally, and even over individual sprints that might make up a release. So they have this focused testing that they want to be able to do, and you can do that with plans and you can create them at any granularity or level that you want. I happen to have a plan generated for the iteration that my team is currently working on. Now, a plan can be broken up into different types of test suites. A suite is a collection of test cases, and we offer three different types of test suites that you can use. One of them is a static suite. That is literally just a logical container where you can add whatever test cases to it you want. The other is a requirement-based suite. That is where you're taking a product backlog item or a requirement off of your backlog, and you're associating tests to that that define the acceptance criteria for that particular work item. And they're linked together even outside of this particular test plan. And then finally, we have a query-based suite, where you can actually write a work item query that looks for specific types of test and will automatically populate itself with those particular types of test. I happen to have all three types here. Here I have an end-to-end test suite that is a static one, where I get to manually choose which test I want to apply in this particular item. I can create new ones, or I can go and run a query and find an existing test case that I might want to add in here and simply add it to the test as well. And now I have two test cases in here. If I open one of these up, what you're going to be able to see is the anatomy of a particular test case. Here I have the steps that I want to perform. I want you to open up the admin portion of our site. I want you to click on security, and then I want you to click on members. And what I'm expecting is Abel should be shown as a member of the security group. Here you can have as many steps as you want, and they may or may not have expected results, but only those with the expected results really can pass or fail when you're running through your application unless you had some type of exception. We'll run a test case here so that you can see how we can capture that information and even log a bug if something bad were to happen. That is a static-based suite. A query-based suite is one where we actually have a query that defines what is actually going to be shown in this particular list. And this right here basically says only priority one test cases are ever going to show up in that particular list. So right now, we only have Jessica's test showing up in here because it's the only one set to priority one. But if I were to go back and find the Abel test, for example, and change the priority of this test from priority 2 to priority 1 and save it, the next time I revisit this query-based suite, it's going to refresh, and now you see that there's two test cases in there because they both meet the criteria of being a priority 1 test case. This actually is a work item brought into my test plan, and all the associated test cases are also brought in with it. This is what we call a requirements-based suite. You might notice that the verify Jessica is actually listed twice. The reason why is because if I come here and I look at the assigned configurations, I've actually assigned two different configurations to this test, but only one to the able test. If I wanted to go ahead and add the Firefox test, you'll now see that you're going to see the Jessica test in here three times. And the reason why is because the configurations have to all be satisfied for our test matrix to be complete. Now what I want to do very quickly is just show you how you can run one of these tests and collect information on bugs that might show up and how you can go ahead and verify that a test actually works or not. So what we're going to do is we're simply going to collect this one here and we're going to simply click on Run. When we run this test, we're going to get a new pop-up window, and it's going to have all of the directions in it for us to follow to run our test. I don't actually have to run the test on this machine. I could fire this up on any machine and be running a test on my mobile phone or another device external to my computer. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow these same directions right here on this screen. So it says open the admin, which is basically clicking on this gear here. It says open up security, which happens to already be open up, so I can go ahead and say this is successful and this was successful. And then it says click on members, which is here, and Abel should be shown, which he is. So this test is successful. Had Abel's name not shown up there, I could simply click on the X and I'd be able to leave a comment explaining why this particular item was in error. I would tell what my expected response was, what my actual response was, and if I really needed to, I could go ahead and create a bug. Notice that the bug actually has in it the steps that I took, which ones failed, and any comments that I'd had. Had I made a screenshot, I could simply copy and paste that screenshot right here into the steps to reproduce to help the engineer who gets this bug assigned to them to repro the problem and be able to fix it. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel out of this because I don't need to save it. I'm going to go ahead and say that this actually passed instead, and now I can simply save and close this particular item. Now all that information is going to be stored for us underneath the test hub, and we can go back in and we can review our test runs. So now if I were to come back here, I'd be able to see all the runs that I've done in the past, which ones were completed, which ones are in progress, if there was any bugs filed, and also be able to see the outcome of those individual tests. So getting started with manual testing inside of Visual Studio Team Services is extremely easy, but it's also very powerful. We give you the ability to build out an entire test matrix with all your configurations, test plans, and test suites. Before I go, I want to encourage you to visit docs.microsoft.com to learn more about manual testing.